The feeding mouth was on the top of the torso, in the cleft between the necks, a circular orifice equipped with sharp needle teeth. The body Ione now wore constricted her own figure severely, pulping it below circular bands of muscle that flexed and twisted sinuously, squeezing protesting flesh and bone into a new shape, forcing her to conform to the resurgent identity suspended in the crystal matrix. She felt as though her limbs were being systematically twisted in every direction, apart from the ones nature intended. But there was no pain inherent in the metamorphosis. Feverish thoughts, electrified by instinctive revulsion, began to calm. She started to look around, accepting the trinocular viewpoint input as best she could. She was wearing clothes. The first surprise, born of prejudice, the foreign physique was animal, unhuman. No anthropomorphism could possibly exist here to build a bridge. But the trousers were easily recognizable, tubes of midnight purple fabric, sleek as silk against the coarse skin. They came halfway down the lower leg. There was even a recognizable belt. The shirt was a stretchy cylinder of light green, with hoops that hung over the necks. And she was walking, a three-legged walk that was so easy, so natural, that she didn't even have to think how to move the limbs to avoid tripping. The sense ahead, with the speaking mouth, was always at the front, swinging slowly from side to side. Her other two hands scanned the surrounding countryside. Sights and sounds besieged her. There were few half-tons in her visual world. Bright, primary colours dominated, but the image was flecked with minute black fissures, like an AV projection running heavy interference. The myriad sounds sliced with half-second breaks of silence. Ione glossed over the floors. She was walking through a laymill habitat. If tranquility was manicured perfection, this was manicured anarchy. The trees were at war, thrusting and clashing against each other. Nothing grew upright. It was like a jungle hit by a hurricane, but with the trunks packed so closely they couldn't fall, only topple onto their neighbours. She saw trees with their kinked trunks cupped together, trunks that spiraled round each other, wrestling for height and light, young shoots piercing old flaking boles. Roots the size of a man's torso emerged from the trunks well above her head, stabbing down like fleshy beige fork prongs into the sandy soil, producing a buttress cone. The leaves were long ribbons, curled into spirals, a deep olive green in colour. And down where she walked, where shadows and sunbeams alternated like incorporeal pillars, every nook and crevice was crammed with tiny cobalt-blue flowering mushrooms, their pily, fringed with vermilion stamens, swaying like sea anemones in a weak current. Pleasure and peace soaked into her like sunlight through amber. The forest was in harmony, its life spirit resonating with the space-home mother essence, singing their madrigal in unison. She listened with her heart, thankful for the privilege of living. Hoofs trod evenly along the meandering trail, carrying her towards the fourth marriage community. Her husbands, stroke mates, awaited her. The eagerness inside her was woven into the forest song and rejoiced over by the mother essence. She reached the borders of the jungle, saddened by the smaller trees, the end of song, jubilant that she had passed through cleanly, that she was worthy of a fourth reproduction cycle. The trees gave way to open land, a gentle valley swathed in high, lush grasses, and speckled with vivid reds and yellows and blues of bell-shaped flowers. Space home reared around her, a landscape of tangled greens, rampant vegetation choking the silver veins of streams and rivers, smeared with fragile tufts of cloud. Sunspires stabbed out along the axis from the centre of each end cap, thin sabres stretching for 20 kilometres, furiously radiant. Tree spirit song unity, she called with voice and mind. Her two clarion heads bugled gleefully. I await. Richness reward, embryo growth daughter, the space home mother entity replied. Male section? Concord. Unison awaits. Life urge, rapture. She started to walk down the slope. Ahead of her, on the floor of the valley, was the Fourth Marriage Community.